With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States Central Command will begin a blockade of all Iranian ports Monday morning, 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, to be, quote, enforced impartially against vessels of all nations, but it will allow ships traveling between non-Iranian ports to transit the Strait of Hormuz. In the meantime, the two-week ceasefire remains in doubt, and Pakistan, hosting the talks, says it will seek more dialogue. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine has yet to see details of President Trump's 2027 budget proposal, but she tells the Salem Radio Network she's not opposed to an increase in military spending.
We do have to keep in mind that the president is compensating for years of underfunding by the Biden administration. So we do need to do some catch up to make sure that we are prepared to meet the global threats that we face.
White House seeking $1.5 trillion in military spending for next year. Collins, who chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee, says the 27 budget process is just getting underway.
The president's budget request is just that. It's a request. It's Congress that has the power of the purse. Of course, we work very closely with the administration, and we're going to be starting our hearings up very shortly.
At least 100 civilians, many of them children, have been killed when a Nigerian Air Force strike targeting jihad rebels instead hit a local food market in northeastern Nigeria. Authorities say many of the victims, children and elderly. Amnesty International has confirmed the airstrike on a village in Yobe State. This is SRN News. What do you listen to on Christian radio?
A wide-ranging study conducted by the Pew Research Center asked that question to the 45% of Americans who tune in religious programming regularly. According to Pew, 37% of them listen primarily to music, while 30% focus on sermons and religious services. 18% say they would rather tune in for religious talk shows, and the rest prefer Christian audio dramas. White evangelical Protestants and black Protestants listen to the most Christian radio. Michael Harrington reporting.
Following a decade of victories in the courts and in American culture, LGBT advocates are in retreat. There's been a strong backlash in the last few years, especially against the promotion of transgenderism to children. Many states have banned males from competing in female sports, and some have barred sex change operations on children. This is SRN News. Blue state Democrats considering exit taxes for the wealthy leaving their states. Here's correspondent Ron Taylor.
Several Democratic-led states are proposing or enacting exit and wealth taxes to counter revenue losses as affluent residents move to lower tax states. Critics argue these measures are unconstitutional, violate interstate commerce and travel rights, and risk shifting tax burdens to the middle class.
At least 10 states, including California, New York, Washington, and Michigan, considering or have passed exit and or wealth taxes. In the meantime, on the other side of the coin, millions of Americans expected to claim new federal tax breaks from tips and overtime wages under that pushed by President Trump. However, several states have decided not to match those federal changes. That means workers who receive federal deductions for tips will still owe state taxes on it. More details, SRNnews.com.